Hey, what's going on, guys? This is episode number 17 of Latino Vegano, and I'm your host, Roger. I've been vegan since 2002, and I love talking about veganism from all different angles. So for today's guest, actually, before I even go into today's guest, I want to give a shout out to Ezequiel Alvarez for recently signing up to our podcast. Thank you for all the love and support. Now, speaking of today's guest is Stephanie De Pena. Stephanie has been vegan for about 4 years now, and doesn't see herself living another lifestyle ever again. Not only is being vegan a big accomplishment for her, but also being able to teach and inspire her sister and mother to become vegans themselves. Tiffany's future goals is to have a fashion boutique with all vegan clothing, of course, for women to feel beautiful and confident in every piece they wear. Without further ado, I'm going to leave you guys with Stephanie. Don't forget to subscribe and don't forget to give life to this video.
LatinoYVegano.com.
Hey, so let me give you a little bit of a background on why I decided to put this stuff together. So I feel like for some reason, the Latinos, I won't say we don't get a lot of recognition in the vegan community, but also I feel like there's a big disconnect. So I'm trying to get some of those questions answered. So instead of me complaining about it, I said, you know what, let me do something about it. So I decided to kind of embrace some of the Latinos out there that are actually doing great things for the vegan community, for the animal, for the planet, for their health. And also me, myself, try to promote some more veganism, because I actually come from Panama, and I went vegan in 2002. So it's been about 18 years now.
And wow, since I've been vegan. Amazing.
Yeah, thank you. So I went vegan a while back. Way before internet and all that kind of stuff were out. So it was hard for me to find a lot of information. Actually, even vegan was not even like a thing back then. They used to call us strict vegetarians.
Yeah, so, no, it wasn't.
Yeah. So I feel like if it was hard for me, I mean, almost 20 years ago, even though it should be easier for a lot of folks this day to go vegan, I still feel like there's a bridge that we haven't been able to cross, and I'm trying to find all the answers. So that's one of the reasons why I decided to do that, to do this. And part of my story, I kind of go over on my story on my podcast and some of my video also. But one of the things I wanted to do is kind of this, be able to interview some Latinos out there that are doing great things and representing veganism, and so I'm proud of being Latino as well. And you know, get their insights, you know, their feedbacks, what are they doing, what worked for them, how's been some of the reaction, and how being able to manage those things, and so on and so forth. So I thought about you, and I said, oh, I hope she said yes.
Yeah, no, as soon as I like read it, I was like, oh, that's amazing, you know, because anything to get the word out there. And not only because we're vegan, but also, like you said, like a lot of Latinos, like my family, I'm from Dominican Republic. So my family, when I talk to them, and my mom especially tells them, like, oh yeah, I made like a vegan sancocho. They're like, right. What is that? How do you do that? You know? So that's why, like, I think it's super important to get it out there, because not a lot of people realize you can make whatever dishes you're used to and just veganize it, and it tastes so much better too. You know?
I know. It's so crazy, Stephanie, because, like, and we probably going way ahead of what we were intending to talk initially, but it's crazy because, like, in Panama, and just very similar to DR, our basic dish is rice, beans. We call it poroto. We call it beans porotos. Beans. They use chicken and they plantain. You know, we use plantain, and then they use two tomatoes that they call salad. So I tell folks, is you literally take the chicken out of that plate, you have a vegan meal.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. You have a vegan meal. And that's not a lot of people have the connection. You
right,
know?
Right. And say you want to get fancy, you can just put some, you can put like a tofurkey chicken on there, and then you're good to go. Right? But right. They're not aware of the situation. They don't know about it, or they just, I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out exactly what it is. Maybe it's cultural. So I'm going to get some of those answers eventually, and eventually I come up with a solution. But I think there's quite a few things that I'm thinking that can help. And one of these things is this, kind of showcase some of us out there that are willing to spread the message out. So you already mentioned that
that's awesome. And I give you, like, you owe it all, because this is amazing, you know, just to get the word out there from different people
yeah.
all over the world, you know, like you're not just going to one person, you're going to so many. So I think this, you know, someone will connect with anyone on your podcast and be like, you know what, if they did it, maybe I could do it. So
exactly. I think this is amazing. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. That's what we're trying to do. And I'm also trying to get Sun's message in Espanol también, because I also feel like, we have a lot of information, really good information in English, but I don't know if it's the same amount, same quality or same quantity in Spanish. So by having some of that information either translated or helping bridge that gap for whoever those folks that maybe doesn't speak English, can help them. But I can guarantee you that if you want to find out about it, you'll find information. Because that's one of the questions I wanted to ask you. When you initiated, tell us a little bit of that story. Like, how does that happen? How you went vegan in 2016? Like, how does that change happen? You one day you woke up and say, you know what? I'm vegan.
No, so like, funny story. Like, I think I've said this story so many times, but it's like a funny one. So I've never heard of veganism. Like, I did, but you know, growing up, especially like I'm from New York and in the city, like when you think of vegans, like growing up as a kid, I thought like hippies, like, you know, hippies, the peace sign lovers, you know, I don't know why.
Tree huggers.
That's what I thought, you know, like, I don't know, as growing up in my culture, it was not something that was known. So in 2016, my best friend, Erica, she's half Dominican, half Colombian.
Okay.
She found out about this YouTuber, Raw Banana, I think her name is.
Yeah.
Right? Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
So she found out about her and she said, you know what, let's do it for a week. Let's go vegan and plant-based, I should say, at that point. Let's go plant-based for a week and just like cleanse our body.
Right.
At that point, I had no idea what it was. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die, you know? So that night, literally, I looked up research. Like, I never looked up what is vegan, never in my life. I'm telling you, when I looked it up, I'm a big animal lover. Like, I work in the pet industry. Uh-huh. So I have 4 dogs and a cat. Like, I have a lot of animals, you know? And like, when I looked at these videos of the animals and how they're being exploited and like, it's going to sound weird, but like my dogs, like I always like look at them in the eyes, you know, like you could see pain in eyes.
Right.
And when I was looking at these pigs and cows, I could see the same eyes like my animals, and I was like, wow, like you can see the pain, you know. I made the connection instantly that night and I said, I'm never having meat or anything again.
Yes.
So literally that night, from that night on, I never had it again. And then my best friend Erica, literally the next day, she's like, okay, we're gonna do this. So we were being vegan, then she saw her partner at the time, he brought her a piece of cake and she looks at me and she's like, sorry, Steph. And that was it. She didn't even keep up with it. I was like, what?
So
I went on my own path and that was, you know, 4 years ago now. And still, I love it. And I feel great about it, you know. So
that's,
it's a crazy story, but I'm glad it happened, you know.
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, I'll laugh because like if you talk to several vegans, they all have a similar story. So like a very similar story. Like, for example, you know, first of all, my family is from New York. And before I moved to the U.S., I moved to New York. So I Dominicana and in New York, I can completely relate to that. definitely. So but the other thing is like my story is kind of very similar to your story. So I have a friend actually, and I mentioned this story also so many times. I have a friend that he's vegan, right? The only difference that my friend to your friend that he's still vegan is actually
My friend was with him for one meal, and that's it.
So my friend Rafa, we used to get together a lot, and I always used to see him when, you know, we used to get together. We used to have like pizza and burger and all that. You know, I mean, I'm talking about my early 20s and my early 20s. And he would never partake any of those things. So I was like, hey, man, what's going on? Like, we all here having the pizza and you are not. Like, what's going on? And eventually he was like, yeah, you know, I just don't eat that kind of food. But he never expressed himself like I'm vegan, right? Because he came out like, I don't want to be the militant guy telling you guys what to do, what to eat, or whatever. So he never came out saying, well, yeah, I'm vegan. So he basically said, I just don't eat that food. So me being curious, I'm like, what? Why you don't eat this food? What's wrong with this food? And then he was like, yeah, you need to do your own research. I'm not going to tell you what to do. You have to do your own research. And then so he gave me this book called The Mucilage Diet. And he gave me this book and said, yeah, you want to know why I don't eat this food? You got to read this book. My friend's like all philosophical, right? And I'm like, dude, I just tell me the answer. Like, tell me right away. I don't want to like go through all this stuff. Yeah. So I'm here like trying to read this book. It's a short book. And I'm trying to read this book. And I had no idea what this guy's talking about. He's talking about all these medical terms and whatnot. I'm like, dude, that's not resonating with me. I need something else. But since I've been so curious, I went online. And I saw a PETA video when they put all the slaughtery and all the treating the animals. And I said, that day, cold turkey, I'm going vegan. Like, that's it. I'm done with this. So I went vegan that day, cold turkey. No pun intended. And then from that point on, it's just been a journey. The problem that I had was like, what do I do now? Like, what do I eat? Like, I don't know. What do I eat? I live with my mom and you know, she cooked different type of meals and then I had to eat that. So I was on the point that I was not eating anything. I'm like, oh, that's not vegan. I'm not eating. So I got sick. And by getting sick, people were like, oh, you got to go eat meat. I'm like, no, I just don't know what to eat. So I started to figure it out. In your journey, did your family support that transition?
Well, funny story. So then after I became vegan, literally my little sister at the time, she was in middle school.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. She was in high school, ninth grade high school. She looks up to me, you know? So she said, I'm going to do it for 3 months with you. So my mom was like, oh, the O'Neal, what am I going to cook now? You know? So we did it together. My sister lost a lot of weight. She actually suffers from really bad eczema her whole life, and that went away. So she saw a lot of like how good it was doing for her body.
Yeah.
Now, 3 months into it now, also she's still vegan. She's going into college, still going vegan. And then 2 months after my sister went vegan, my mom actually went vegan too. So what? The whole family then. So now my mom's been vegan since, my mom's been vegan since then and she's still going. And yeah, so we all do it together. So my family's super supportive. My friends super, like when I hang out with my friends, they look at menus before I'm not even invited, you know, and they're like, listen, this is what you can eat. Come, let's go here. You know, that's like awesome. My friends always, they're super supportive. So that's why, and they love to eat vegan food too. So I've had really good support system. Thank God for that.
That's so great. You know, it's been a challenge for me to bring my family on board.
I
mean, I don't know. You have any tips? Like, can you help me out? Because because at one point, Steph, I was like, you got to go vegan. I got to go vegan. I was like that militant guy. But I only have like 3 months of being vegan. Like, what do I know? Really know? Like, it was like a friend of mine said, like, I thought I was Dr. Sevi or something. Like, I was just like, you got to go vegan, right? So, and then the funny thing is like, It's funny because if I tell you a little bit of how it happens, I have an uncle that was a vegetarian prior to myself being vegan. And he used to come to our house with t-shirts like, no, eat cow, no meat, da, da, da. Like, he used to have all this science and stuff. And we used to be like, man, get out of here. Come on, man, stop it. I used to be that bottle guy. I used to bully my uncle all the time. And then they flipped the roles. Now I'm the one that get bullied. I'm like, get out of here. So I wasn't able to bring my family on board, and one of the reasons why, and I mentioned this also, is because in my family, my sister is a doctor. So as you know, the medical industry doesn't really know much about nutrition. So, but they said, well, she's a doctor. You just this average guy. Like, what do you know about nutrition, right? So I always had that battle in my family. But I also tell now that a lot of the questions when nutrition comes, my sister asks me instead of, you know, going to, like, say, a colleague, because I already developed this longevity of being vegan that we're like, oh, well, you know, he must be into something, but I still can't get them to come into this side, to the B side, like I always started.
Well, no, well, a lot of like my family, like for instance, my mom especially,
yeah,
my mom said she was only going to do it for a month. It's now been 3 years and she's still doing it, you know? So the reason why, because, okay, first, like I did it, my mom did it, my sister, we all did it because of the animals. That was the right first thing. Then we realized our health, you know? My mom suffered from high blood pressure. She was always on medication for it. Literally 5 months into being veganism, her blood pressure went down. Within 8 months, she was completely off her medicine. When she went back to go to her doctor was like, wow, your blood pressure is amazing, you know? What did you do? So she told her doctor, oh, I'm vegan. And right away, you get the side eye like, mm. And the doctor actually told her, well, you should still be on your medicine. And my mom said, I haven't been on my medicine for a month. Why would I have to go back, you know? So now 3 years, she hasn't had any high blood pressure medicine. And yes, her blood pressure is perfect, you know? So with that, I think that's what motivated my family to keep going. Because they're like, wow, like health issues? This is amazing. Because being Hispanic, we eat tostona, you know, salami in the morning and at night, you know? Like we eat so much meat that they don't realize it really affects you and your heart, you know? So once we go vegan, it's like, wow, like your body's like, thank you, you know? So that's what helped them to really make the transition.
That's great. Stephanie, you mentioned ceviche. You mentioned ceviche, right? That you guys
eat
ceviche?
Yeah.
How did you guys make that out of fish, like in Dominican Republic?
Yeah, so that's how they do it in Dominican Republic too. Yeah. So my mom does it. She does it way different. She does the sente. She uses sente and stuff. So my mom loves to cook. That's the one thing I have to say, thank God. My mom's like a very big like chef thing. She cooks everything. Yeah. So being vegan has been easier because she's made every recipe you can think and veganized it. Now that is so amazing. So
el sancocho. Do you guys put pork in the sancocho back in DR?
Yes. Sancocho in DR is every meat, literally. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Pork, chicken, everything in it. Yeah, but my mom makes it with just vegetables now, with vegetable broth and everything.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. So this is what some of the things that I wanted to let our Latino folks know that, hey, you can make all those dishes that you make back home and you can veganize them. It still stays delicious. They're super healthy and even better for you. You're not killing yourself. You're actually giving life to yourself and it benefits overall. I think one of the key things that you mentioned was the why you went vegan. And I always tell folks that before even thinking about going vegan, you need to find out why. And that can apply to anything in life, business, work, anything you want. Why do you want to do this? You know, why do you want to go vegan? And once you find out why, it's hard for you to fall off, right? If you do it for a diet perspective, you accomplish your goal. You lose the weight or you gain the weight, whatever it said your purpose is. And then you're like, okay, I'm done with it. That's it. Because I hear a lot of people say, I'm trying to reboot my system, which is that's the new thing, right? So they go vegan to reboot their system and then that's it. They're out of it. And I always tell folks that I don't know if that's a proper approach to going vegan from a long-term perspective. Because you might be able to find the answer or the instant gratification that you're looking for. But if you don't have those things changing your mind as far as like, okay, well, I want to live longer. I want to have a healthy lifestyle. I want to benefit the animal and all the planet and all those things. That's the reason it's not strong. Then you're going to go back to your old habits and then you're going to put that weight back again. What do you think about that? You think
that's exactly what I always say. Like when a lot of people tell me like, oh, wow, you're vegan because of a diet, you know, that's not true. Like, for instance, and I'm going to be honest about it, you know, like I lost a lot of weight. I lost 20 pounds. And then because I didn't really know there was vegan ice cream out there, or vegan donuts or vegan, you know, like once you get into like people think, oh, I'm vegan. Oh, you're just healthy. Like, no, you could be vegan and unhealthy, you know, like there's no being vegan and healthy. And it like I had a struggle because I saw all these vegan things out there in the world. And I was like, wow, I can have it. And I ate it all and I gained a lot of weight back, you know, so it's not a diet. It's literally a lifestyle. It's how you want to live. So that's why when people say, oh, I'm doing it for a diet, as soon as they say that, I'm like, do your research, because that's not going to last, you know, like you're probably going to fall off as quick as you went on, you know. So I feel like you're absolutely right. Once people find that why, and why am I doing this? How am I making a difference in the world doing this? Right. That's when they're like, you know what? I want to keep doing this, you know. So I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, absolutely. Like that's what kept me being vegan and will keep me being vegan, because the stuff is not changing. The stuff in the world is not changing. I mean, yeah, we're making some strides, we're making some changes, but the main goal that we're looking for is not there 100% yet. I mean, hopefully, I don't know if, I mean, I know it's better than 20 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So,
and it's nice to see, like, a lot of people think also being vegan is very expensive. I hear that a lot. And I hear a lot of people saying, I can't afford to go vegan. And they don't realize they're looking at all the fake meats, you know, looking at, like, a lot of the fake meats are very expensive. If that's all you're going to live on, one, you're going to gain a lot of weight. And, you know, it's not, you shouldn't be eating that every day, you know, like once in a while, it's fine having your freezer for emergencies. But if you eat fruits, vegetables, rice, plantains, mango, you know, like you eat things like that, you're not spending a lot. Like for 2 weeks, I shop at Aldi's for 2 weeks worth of food. I only spend $45 for 2 weeks of food, you know? So I'm like, it is not expensive whatsoever, you know? So that's not true.
Yeah, I completely agree. I actually did a TikTok video about going shopping vegan for $10. And I included several items for on the, actually came out to like about $8.50 somewhere around that time with tax. Well, here in Texas, right?
of course.
shopping at Walmart, right? And I included like lentil, rice, sweet potato, I think what else I had in my list. I have bananas. I mean, like basic stuff that you can prepare and you feed a family or two or three, whatever, I don't know how many. But it's healthy stuff, right? And then the other thing is sustainable food, because that's the other aspect. I didn't put any mock meat, any fox meat. I didn't put any of those. I actually just put in my actual real fruit, legumes, grains, vegetables, and fruits. And that could be a sustainable meal. So when they say, yeah, going vegan is expensive, but yeah, when you go out to a restaurant and you eat a filet mignon and steak, I don't know how much money that costs, because I haven't had that meals in years, but I don't think that's cheaper. I don't think that's cheap. So, and my other argument is, what do you rather spend your money on? On going to hospital bills or paying it up front by buying sustainable food so that allows you to live longer and live healthy? So you do the math. What's important to you? Again, we go and go to the why. What's important to you? So that's kind of like some of the things that I always see from folks. Do you get a lot of rejections or negative comments when you tell folks that you're vegan?
I do. Like I did back then, I would say when I first went vegan, I got a lot of like everyone I knew turned into nutritionists and doctors. And I didn't know they had all these degrees, because I was like, wow, these people, like, you know. But then now with years going by, like, you know, I have some people, some family members that still tease me. They think it's funny, whatever. But I have a really strong backbone. So I just laugh it off. You know, I'm not going to get like butthurt about it. Yeah. But a lot of people now haven't said much to me, because I feel like at this point, I'm still living, I'm still breathing, I survived, you know, and they just like, I get a lot more because I post on social media about it, YouTube videos. Yeah. I get a lot more people now asking me questions, trying to learn more about it than I did when I first did it. A lot of people were like a little bit of backlash, you know, but now that they see how it works and how good I feel about it, you know, they're like, wow, like I'm interested, you know? Definitely it's been a difference between the two, but now I would say it's more positive than anything.
That's great. So Steph, how do you think we can help Latinos, speaking about our people, but it can be in general, anyone in general, to think about vegan, go vegan, and transition into a vegan lifestyle? Like, how can we help them? What can we, you and I, do?
I think the ease, I think, you know, being in the Latin community and stuff, I think the biggest part, making the connection. And I know that's going to sound crazy, but a lot of my cousins and aunts in Dominican Republic, they they are used to animals just being killed. You know, they grew up in the farms and stuff. Here, it's not as open because, you know, they're in factories, but out there in the jungle, they do it in like their backyard, you know? So that's why that's the biggest thing. But I would say, honestly, the health would be probably the best way to get them, you know? Yeah. The food definitely, because we all love to eat, but I feel like the health perspective, once they realize like, wow, like, I can live longer, I can be healthier, you know, like I don't even drink coffee. Like I wake up energized, you know, and like, like I think a lot of people, like they're so like out of the mood and like they don't have energy and they don't realize it's what you're eating. You know? So I feel like a big way we can connect that to people is saying, hey, like health wise, it can really help you, you know, not only inside, but outside, your skin, your hair, your nails, you know, it can really help. So I think that's a way we can make a connection.
True. Yeah, I totally agree with you. I feel like, I think, like I said, from my experience, my initial reaction was to have them make the connection just like I did, because I was saying, hey, when I saw this and what's happening right away, I was like, there's no way I'm going back. Why this is not going to help you make the same connection I did? But for some folks, they either want to continue being blind, or they're like, well, yeah, I see it, but I don't really care. So, okay, so I need to find a different approach. And like you said, probably going through the health aspect, I think he allows them to at least give it a try, because, hey, we all, or at least the majority of people, wants to be healthy. And a lot of those, they get sick and then they say, you know what, let me try vegan because my doctor told me that I might need to start eating less meat. They never tell you to completely eliminate it on your plate. And some doctors, they say eat less. So they take a plant-based approach, and then maybe from that leads to another one to turn it vegan. But at least it's a start. I think that's probably a good way to initiate that transition. Do you know why do you think Latinos don't see veganism as a lifestyle? What would you think it would be?
I think they just don't think it's doable. You know, I just don't think they think it's a way you can survive, because the way we were brought up, you know, like we've never made the connection. I feel like in my mind growing up, especially as a kid, you see chicken nuggets, you don't think it's a real chicken, you know, you just see it as like a food and you're like, wow, this tastes good. But then once you realize the connection and you're like, oh my God, that thing was breathing, pooping, eating, you know, and now I'm eating it. Like, I don't know. Once I made the connection and stuff, especially about dairy too, like it makes me sick to your stomach. Like to me, like people ask me one question, people say, oh, would you eat meat again for like $1 million? And honestly, I've had that question before. And I'm like, honestly, from what I've seen, like, I don't think so. Like I can't even connect. Like I've seen also like the butchering aspect of it, you know, when they cut off tumors and then they feed you the skin that doesn't have the tumors. And disgusting. People eat that. And it's like, I can never do that. Like,
yeah, it's disgusting.
I just can't. You know? So I think that's one thing, like a lot of people just really have to like witness, like you said, once they witness it, then probably they would connect it, you know. I hope, because it's a crazy world out there and we just don't know. We pass it on to our kids and we just think it's like, oh yeah, it's great, but then it's really not, you know.
right. So what's your least and favorite thing about being here? Your most favorite and your least favorite thing about being here, is there's any?
My most favorite thing would be knowing that I'm somewhat making a difference in the world, you know, even though it's probably like so little because this world is so big, but still I want to be the person that would be like, you know what, I think I did something, you know? So that would be the most. The least thing would be, you know, seeing how closed-minded people really are, you know? Being vegan has brought that up to me, especially when people see, like, when they're scrolling on their phones and they see, like, an animal being tortured. I know this is going to sound crazy, but, you know, you see a dog getting tortured and everyone loses their mind. And then you think about it being vegan, there's cows, pigs that are known to be smarter than dogs are being tortured every second of the day. And no one's batting an eye. And that to me is like, I don't want any animals getting hurt, dog, right. cat, pig, horse, whatever. But it just, it's crazy how some don't matter and others do. And to me, being vegan, that's my worst, you know, because I wish everyone would care. Yeah. So that would be the worst of it.
True. Yeah. For me, my favorite part of being vegan, I guess, kind of like go along the same line you say, is that I feel like I'm doing, even if it's a small contribution, I'm doing something for it. And by promoting veganism in different way, even by social media or by just my own body, I recently did, last year I did a bodybuilding competition as a vegan. So, you know, and became a pro bodybuilder. And by doing things like that, allows me to also showcase that, yeah, we vegans, you know, we're not only sitting down eating kale, which is my favorite vegetable and things like that, but we also, you know, we also regular people, we try, we got jobs, people have professions, you know, we got different kind of folks and different backgrounds, but at the same time, we're doing our part, especially if you are actually a vegan from the ethical side. Even you're a plant-based tool, that also makes a difference. So that's the part that I love the most about being vegan, that I'm able to do that. The connection that I make with different folks, especially with vegans, because yeah, I always feel like when you're vegan and you meet another vegan, you automatically have something like, oh yeah, we're yeah, you right no, away.
Man, it's so true. Like even like on Instagram Lives, when I jump into Instagram Lives and they're vegan, I'm like, oh my God, I found a new friend, you know, and I don't even know anything about them. I just know that they're vegan and that's it. You know, so I agree. You're right.
Yeah. You know, there was a year that I went on like a veg fest rampage. I was just traveling to city to city to just
go into the,
yes. Yeah. So I went to like Portland, I went to Seattle, I went to Toronto. I went to several vet fests just to meet people, just because I'm a friendly person. And I was just like, oh, you vegan? Oh yeah, come here.
You have this, that's awesome.
This connection, which is great, because a lot, because especially when we all in the same boat, literally, like we are in the same boat, fighting the same battles, talking to folks and trying to promote lifestyle. And my least favorite, probably with me on my end, is that I wish I would have started earlier. Because I started in 2002, I wish I would have started even earlier, because, I mean, I guess I didn't know, but if the earlier I started, the better prepared for everything I would have been. I would have been able to influence more people, talk to more folks, maybe have more arguments when I'm talking to folks and talking to people and teaching and all that. But, well, that's the past. Now the present is this. So I want to talk about a little bit about now you're vegan and you into fashion, you into modeling, beauty, and you're beautiful, by the way. And
thank you.
And how do you help girls that, okay, I'm vegan, I already got the food part figured out. How do you transition into their beauty product? Explain to me a little bit about that. And the reason why I bring that up is because I had a post on one of my social medias that was talking about veganism and all the different elements that veganism touches, and from entertainment to animal testing, et cetera, et cetera. And then a lady asked me, how do I know that my beauty products are vegan? I'm like, okay, I can't, I can't help you though, but I know someone that can help you with that. So I said, you know what? Let me highlight Steph so she can preach on her, because I can't help you because I don't wear makeup. Absolutely. So I'm gonna have you take over that one.
Right. Well, that's the one thing I get a lot. Like,
really?
That's the main question I get. Like, a lot of people see it on my Instagram that I'm vegan. And yeah. That's the one thing they're like, oh, if you're vegan, how are you wearing makeup? And I'm like, what? Like, there's so much makeup brands
so
out there.
You're not,
you know?
Not supposed
like,
to wear makeup.
Yeah. So, like, a lot of ways, you know, for the women out there, especially that want to know, or men, whoever want to know about the makeup, all makeup brands have like a little bunny on it, and that means it's cruelty free. A lot of them actually now put a V with the bunny. So when you see both, that means they're both vegan and cruelty free, like Tarte, BH Cosmetics, things like that. Mm-hmm. But the biggest thing, and a lot of people have to keep an eye out, if you want to get into makeup and see if they're vegan, just go on their website and put it in, Spursay, are they cruelty free? Yes, but don't stop there because a lot of brands use beeswax in their products for the coloring, or they use like beetles for like to make the colors and eyeshadows. So a lot of brands, yeah. So that's why a lot of brands could be cruelty free, but not 100% vegan because of that. They don't think bugs are like cruelty free. I don't know. But so that's why a lot of people should go on their website and do both cruelty free and vegan, you know. So a lot of brands do cruelty free and just have a few products that are vegan. You know, it's their discretion if they want to support them or not, but right. they definitely should go on their website and find out.
Okay, great. Do you have a video on your YouTube channel about this? Do you talk about this on your
No, I don't actually. Yeah, okay. I think I should after. I think you just gave me an idea. I got to write this down. That's the one thing I haven't done, but it's definitely, I feel like it would help not only women, but also young girls that want to be vegan, you know. So I think you just got onto something there.
We're content creator, right? Yeah, absolutely. So once that video is done, I can go ahead and plug that link into the other link. So when somebody, someone asks me, I say, hey, when someone asks me and say, hey, you just got to watch Steph's video. She's playing it thoroughly.
Perfect. And also not only with makeup, but fashion. Like I like to show a lot of people that you can dress nice and not use real fur, real leather, you know? A lot of companies now, thank God, praise the Lord, are going against fur and real leather. So it's a lot easier now to dress up in vegan clothes than it was back then. But still, always do your research and go on the websites just to make sure, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I have a story about this. So even though I've been vegan for that long, I had different, I call it evolutions. I had different stages of my journey, right? Because once I figured out the why, then I was like, all right, how do I do this? Like, how do I figure it out? So the first thing I was trying to figure out is what do I eat? Because I'm losing weight and getting sick, la, 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 la. So all these tangibles was happening. So I needed to figure that out. So once I figured that out, then I'm like, okay. One day I was out kind of like I was telling you that one day I was at the gym and I saw a girl with a shirt that says vegan in the back. I almost jumped this girl up like, oh my God, you're vegan. I feel so bad because like I'm thinking now like, man, I hope that she doesn't call the cops on me because she I know. So I was like, oh, hey, are you vegan? She was like, oh, yeah. And like, I'm vegan too. She's like, oh, yeah. So she changed her demeanor, right?
Yeah. So at first you were going to do something hateful, you know? Yeah. Someone asked that, it's either good or bad. So you're like, oh, hold on, you know?
So we became buddies. And then one day we was like, hey, yeah, let's go hang out. So we went out and hang out at this restaurant. And so when I was talking to her, she looked at me and she was like, you're not really vegan. I'm like, what do you mean I'm not really vegan? I've been vegan for, I don't know, at that point, I don't know how long, it was like 6-7 years, whatever. And you're like, you're not really vegan because of your shoes. When I look at it, I was like, oh, so at that point in my life, I still have a lot of clothes that were leather. Well, not a lot of clothes, but those shoes in particular were leather. Right. And I was like, oh, and then it clicked to me. So what I'm saying with this is like, even though I'm so passionate about veganism, I understand that folks have different stages on their journey. And in my journey, there was a stage that even though I knew it was animal product and all that, I still have a lot of that clothes. Probably it was because of financial situation. Maybe I didn't have the resources to change my wardrobe and all that. Or it was lack of knowledge too. Okay, lack of knowledge. Like, oh yeah, I know that animals are this. I know that animals are dying, all these things. But I didn't realize that my shoes were made out of leather. Okay. So then everything, once I started learning more about it and what to buy, where to get, and how to change my wardrobe, then again, at that day, I went and threw all my stuff away. And I started buying, okay, now, you know, now my belt is vegan, my wallet is vegan, my clothes is vegan, you know, no, don't name it. Everything is now. I'm like, you can't call me no vegan anymore. Like, no one's coming over here, right? but it was a mature process. I had to learn about it. I want you guys out there to have all the tools that you guys need. So there's no pointing fingers at you guys, right? So that's right. The reason why we want to be able to inform you guys about this. So I changed my shoes. Now I have a couple brands that I support that are, of course, 100% vegan, same way that they do on different. For us guys, it's pretty simple, right? We just use pants, shoes, maybe tennis shoes. But you guys, you got a lot more clothes and more things. So how do you help girls in that process? In a sense, it's like you mentioned a few tips of our fashion as well. But do you have a couple brands that you recommend that they go to, or you always ask people to actually go online and research the brand? How do you help them in that sense if they want to buy?
Well, I don't have any particular brand. Okay. A lot of, like, you know, I'm going to be honest and real here. A lot of the clothing, like, I get sponsored. So a lot of the clothing get sent to me. Yeah. Now the thing is, that's the first thing when a company wants to talk to, like, work with me. That's the first, like, sentence. I say, I'm delighted, but I am vegan. So I will only wear vegan clothing, you know?
Awesome.
So I have turned down a company before. They were 100% leather. And I told them, I'm sorry, but I can't. I'm not going to do it, you know? Right. Like, it's that easy. I don't care what money in the world. I'm not going to, you know, sabotage my beliefs for that. So I would definitely say 100% just go on the website. And not only the website, but if you like a certain thing, read the details. Because in the details, they have to tell you if it's real or not, you know? True. So I would say, like, for women, it's a lot easier. There's websites like Shein, Fashion Nova, you know, that are like Instagram boutiques. You know, some of them do still have real fur. Like, a lot of people don't realize that. So you have to look at each and every piece and read the details, you know, and you'll find pieces that you'll love. It's a lot easier for women now because of the website and the research is out there. Yeah. So I would say that, you know. But I do want to mention one thing you said. A lot of people think, you know, I don't want them to be like, wow, I can't go vegan now because I can't afford to wear a whole new, you know, buy a whole new wardrobe.
Right.
And I just want to make that clear, like, okay, don't think, you know, you bought it before, it's there. If you can't financially buy a whole new wardrobe, don't think you can't go vegan. Like, you're still making a difference once you can, just little by little swap the pieces out, you know, just say you're plant-based, but that's it. You know, like, once you make the whole transition, then go vegan, but 100% all around. So I just don't want people to think, wow, I can't even afford to do that right now. Like, don't let it stop you, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. That's awesome. Yeah, absolutely. You don't want that to be the impediment for you to not make the transition. So yeah, start small and then start growing the wall that you get better, more seasoned, where you wake up. Yeah. Uh-huh. I was watching your fitness transformation. That's amazing. For those that can go to Stephanie's YouTube channel, we'll plug it at the end and to watch the entire series. But what motivates you to make that transition and documenting it that way? Because I mean, a lot of people would not even want to take a picture of them looking a certain way. Like, what motivates you to do that video?
I would say now in 2018, that's when I lost all my weight. I lost 20 pounds and I was where I wanted to be.
Yeah.
Then I got really sick. I got kidney stones and this and that. And then I just lost motivation and I gained all my weight back plus more, you know? So I decided I didn't want to be this way anymore. You know, I wanted to make a change because I did feel good when I was at like my best, you know, at the lowest weight that I got. But then I said, you know what? I don't want to just lose the weight and just be like, hey everyone, I'm back and I lost the weight. You know, I feel like people like gaining weight, a lot of people like to shelter it. Yeah, and I feel like in this world, we can't shelter everything. Like, if we're going to be honest about what we're eating and what we're looking at every day, we might as well be honest of how we look, you know?
True.
And like, that's why I thought maybe this series, my weight loss series, would help someone at least and be like, wow, that's how I feel. And if she did it, I feel like I could do it, you know? And that was the point of that. And I did get a lot of women, girls from everywhere, like even Australia, people were writing to me, you know, like everywhere in the world saying, wow, I connected and you motivated me. And that was the reason why I wanted to do it. And I'm glad that that I did not only for myself, but I was able to help, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point. That's awesome. That's how you want to make the difference, the impact in the world, right? When you get folks from all over the world say, hey, I can relate to your videos and you inspire me. That's what we want to do, right? Inspire little by little and grow from there.
Right. Absolutely.
You have a couple of social media platforms, right? You Instagram, you have a TikTok also, and then you have a YouTube channel. You went big on TikTok recently. You went viral.
Yes, I went viral twice.
and that was with a video with your grandma, with your granny, right?
Yeah. Well, the grandma, and then one was the coronavirus thing, but the grandma one, like that one exploded. Like,
yeah, that was cool though.
We were on CNN, we were on ABC News, we were on MTV, like it just exploded everywhere.
Yeah. So, how you got your grandma to do that?
Oh, bless her heart. My grandmother is like the most amazing woman out there in the world. Yeah. Let me tell you. She, like literally, and I hate, like, I don't know how to say this, but anytime you ask her for anything, like, yeah, she's like, okay. Like, literally, there was no, like, I didn't have to, like, beg her or anything. I just said, mama se un video. You know, she only knows Spanish. Let's do a video. Uh-huh. And she's like, okay. So my grandma, like I said, she's amazing. Like, whatever we want to do, she's always down for it. So
she's from DR?
Yeah, she was born and raised there, and then she became a citizen here, I would say, like, 45 years ago from Dominican Republic. Yeah. So, and she never learned English. She only knows Spanish, so.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, tell your grandma, say hi. She's
I will.
And she does some great things. Yeah. So how will you want to be remembered, Stephanie? What's your legacy?
Wow, you got me off guard there. Hold on. I'm ready.
What is your legacy?
Be remembered. Honestly, I'm so passionate about like helping people.
Yeah.
Like in any way possible. Like I love to help. Like, and like I just want to be remembered as the person that someone can go to for any questions and was always there for them. And I don't just want to say family. I want to say like literally be known for like friends, family, and strangers, you know, just like, oh, wow, Stephanie DePena, she was always there to help. And I think that's what I would want to be remembered for, just being helped and with anything, you know, veganism, life, health, whatever it is, you know, I just love to help anyone. So.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Do you dance salsa merengue?
I used to. It's been years, so I don't know. I'm a little rusty, but but I know how the movement.
Hey, that's like riding a bike. Once you learn how to ride a bike once, you should never be. I mean.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's true. I guess once it starts, but it's been so long. Because now, like, you know, I'm from New York, but now I live in Pennsylvania. Uh-huh. So I live, like, in the middle of the woods. So there's like nothing, you know, so I couldn't even tell you the last time I went dancing. Like, so probably I still know.
All right. So I'm going to invite you to do a duet. I don't dance. And it's a shame because people are like, how can you be Panamanian and you don't know how to dance? My family always laugh at me because of that. Like, you know, like everybody can dance in the family. You're the one that can dance. I'm like, because I chose something else that you guys don't have. My talent.
You're like, I have a
profession. Yeah, that's funny. So, go ahead and tell us where we can find you. Like for the folks that are looking for your social media platform, which
Well, I would say the most that I'm current on, like more active, I should say, because I'm always on my stories. If I'm not posting, is Instagram.
Yeah. Okay.
You can find me at Stephanie.Depena. But if you want to find me everywhere, you can find me on YouTube. Okay. Same thing, Stephanie DePena, or TikTok, Stephanie.DePena. So those are my three platforms that I use for everything. So.
Okay, perfect. And then you have any future projects that you want to share with us?
Future projects? I'm thinking, I am coming out with an ebook, but that's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
be a surprise. So I'll let everyone just wonder what it's going to be. But I am coming out with that. And just a little thing, the vegans will love it. That's all I'm going to say.
So can we have you back when the ebook comes out so we can talk about it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'll let you know. I'll give you the whole rundown here. So
great.
From that, you know, now that I don't know if, like, I was very focused on my Sweat by Steph fitness brand, but now I'm actually coming out with a blog as well, a fashion blog. So it'll be easier for women to shop whatever I wear. So I'll have details. So I'll be all vegan fashion as well. So people can find it there. So
that's amazing.
That's coming out soon.
That's amazing. Yeah. Cause I think there's a lot of, there's a gap there. There's a lot of people asking questions, especially on that, in that area. That's why I brought it up. Yeah. We're looking forward for all your projects. I'm going to be on the lookup, you know, I follow all your social media. So I'm going to be aware when you putting some stuff out so I can go ahead and reshare it, repost it. And yeah, I mean, it's been great. Thank you so much, Stephanie. You have such an amazing energy.
Thank you for having me. I hope I was good. I hope I was entertaining. I fell asleep.
yeah, of course you were. You're always great. Thank you so much.
Gracias por escuchar Latino y Vegano. Latino y Vegano. Un show donde se habla todo lo relacionado sobre el veganismo entre la comunidad latina. No olviden suscribirse a este podcast, seguirnos en Instagram, Facebook, YouTube y a visitarnos en latinovegano.com.